pages 60 to 62.
The Glove by R. U. Joyce. Part 1. James Dunn had been a burglar when he lived in the little town of Brampton many years ago. He had gone to prison, but now he was a respectable businessman. Nobody knew about his past. 6 months ago, Dunn's problems started again. A man he knew in prison recognized him. He asked for money to keep quiet about Dunn's old life. Dunn gave him money, but it was never enough. He kept asking for more. James Dunn didn't know what to do, so he became a burglar again. Richard Strong was a very rich banker. People talked about his antiques and the valuable jewellery that he kept in his house. Dunn knew him and decided to rob him. It was a cold, dark night. Dunn went to Strong's house and climbed through a window. He went into the room where Strong kept the jewellery. He found what he was looking for. He put some of the most expensive jewellery and gold watches into his pockets. Suddenly, there was a noise behind him. Dunn turned and saw Richard Strong standing there.
"Dunn!"
It was the only word Strong said. Dunn was holding a beautiful antique knife. Without thinking, he killed Strong with the knife. Then he closed the curtains and the door and climbed out through the window. James Dunn looked around the garden and then he ran quietly across the grass. Nobody would see him. The house was outside the town and there was a high wall around it. He was sure he was safe. He climbed over the wall and thought about the dead man in the house. Dunn wasn't sorry about killing Strong. "I couldn't do anything else. He knew me, and I don't want to go to prison again," he thought.